This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Haitian-American Dr. Christian Emmanuel Sanon has been named by Haiti's national police chief as the mastermind behind the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The police chief told reporters that Sanon arrived in Haiti on a private plane in early June, along with some of the Colombian gunmen arrested in connection with last week's murder. Sanon is one of three Haitian-Americans currently in police custody. Moïse was shot to death at his home in Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital, early Wednesday, July 7th. His wife, Martine Moïse, was seriously wounded in the attack and taken to Miami, Florida for treatment. The police chief said information that led to the arrest was garnered during interviews with Colombian suspects who spoke to investigators through an interpreter. The police chief said one of the assailants was given an arrest warrant for President Moïse. He said a copy of the arrest warrant has been posted on social media. He did not elaborate on the authenticity of the document, nor who signed it. At least 35 people died in a fire in the COVID isolation ward at a hospital in the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah on Monday. A spokesman for local health authorities told the French news agency that five people have been wounded, including two in critical condition. He said there are fears that more people are trapped inside the burning building and that the search for victims continues. This is Iraq's second fire in a COVID ward this year. In April, a fire at a Baghdad COVID-19 hospital killed 82 people and injured 110. That fire was sparked by the explosion of oxygen tanks. Iraq's health minister resigned after that fire in April. Iraq, where the oil-reliant economy is still recovering from decades of war and insurgency, and many people live in poverty.